Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the first of a two-part interview with an international businessman based in Nevada. Adam Thompson has the rundown.
We'll be talking to Gene Humphrey. He is the president of International Test Solutions.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Michael Hackett, and Steve Mulvenin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Gene Humphrey. He's the president of International Test Solutions, Inc. And just to give a little bit of background on Mr. Humphrey, he received a B.S. in mechanical engineering. He worked with the government, with the Department of Energy's Fossil Energy Division. He started a company called World Energy, Inc. The main partners in the project were Union Carbide and General Electric. He worked with Union Carbide and Merrill Lynch to raise $275 million in debt and $75 million in equity for the project. That project didn't go anywhere, but in 1997 he formed International Test Solutions, and they have offices in addition to Nevada, Singapore, Taiwan, and Japan, as well as Korea and China. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. So let's talk about international business. But the first thing I want to ask you is, you made the move from California to Nevada. That's a big story in the news right now, with a division of Apple moving to Nevada. How much money did that save your company?
Well, I think the division of Apple had been here for some time.
Yeah, and the New York Times.
They made a big story about it. We moved from California to Nevada when we saw we were going to be successful. We started the company in California in 97, and then in 98 we saw we were going to be successful, and as it grew a little bit, then in about 2001, 2003, we started exploratory work up here for moving here. But it was all for taxes. It saved us 11.5% difference net to the bottom line.
Wow.
By moving the headquarters from California, moving it to Nevada.
So one of the words of advice I think you would give to economic development authorities is look for companies in California that are about to become successful, that they can see success, because they're going to save a lot of money if they make the move at that point.
Well, this is one of the things that I've been advocating to people that I talk to in trying to raise jobs for Nevada, and that is, I think it's going to take a group, almost like a private equity group, to operate in conjunction with the state, whereby you go look for small companies that are about to break out, about to become successful, make an investment in those companies, bring them to Nevada.
In what way?
I think equity investment from the private group, and then maybe similar to like what Singapore or China or other places do, where the sovereign funds or the state would then advance low interest or no interest loans, in some cases grants, to further stimulate those businesses to come to the state.
All right, let's explain what International Test Solutions, Inc. does, because it's quite fascinating.
International Test Solutions is a company. It's a niche market in the semiconductor industry. We make a specialty polymer that's used in the manufacturing of semiconductor devices. And so people often think computer chip, but there's chips in your watch. There's probably more chips in your car than in your computer. And so any integrated circuit basically uses our material during the evaluation process. We basically make a product for yield management and improvement of yield and throughput from the plants.
One of the things that fascinated me when first meeting you and just a week or so ago was that you're manufacturing in Reno, Nevada, as against manufacturing in China or India or somewhere with a far lower cost, one would think.
Well, it appears that it could be far lower cost, but that's how we control our intellectual property. It's much better, easier to control your intellectual property if you have U.S. employees doing the manufacturing here. And we'll continue to manufacture here and then export our product to China, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, any place that semiconductors are made, our product is used. We export to 165 different companies around the world. About 80% of our business is in Asia, but that's because that's where our customers are at.
There's been some news recently about companies that are coming back to America because of intellectual property rights. But what is the lure to go to China or Japan or Asia in general? I know you've talked to me about how the incentives that they've offered. What do companies get incentivized when they come to the Asian area?
Depending on, I could give you an example of a company that I know of that's about 500 people that went to Singapore. Singapore gave them a 10-year tax holiday. They advanced them almost a zero interest loan. They also assigned a person to work with that company to make sure that all the permits were done. If there were any problems with government in the construction process, they had that one single person who solved the problem for them, and it went very well. China, on the other hand, if you read the 2005 through 2010 five-year plan, they invested almost $1 trillion just in semiconductor business alone in bringing in new semiconductor technology. And that is, they will build the facility. They have no interest loans, grants. They have universities that are dedicated strictly for the development of individuals for the semiconductor industry. 2010-2015 year plan, they say in their 2015 plan that they want to be totally completed with the development of the industry in China, so they're only going to invest about another $1 trillion in the next 5 years. But the more important thing is that they say that they will have no need for intellectual property from foreign sources, that within their universities and within their companies, they won't need foreign source technology. They'll be self-sufficient from 2015 forward.
All right, let's take a break. More with Gene Humphrey. Fascinating topic when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Gene Humphrey, international businessman and president of International Test Solutions, who actually manufactures product in Reno, Nevada, to export around the world.
What a shocking idea, huh? So, your earlier life, you were actually very involved in energy policy, specifically working in Washington, D.C. and working under the Carter administration. What were some of the stuff you worked on now, and how frustrating is it to see where we are today? Because it seemed like what you did 40 years ago is what we're trying to do today.
Well, it basically is. I mean, I can pick up the newspaper today and read about alternative energy programs, and it's like I was reading the newspaper back in the 70s. One of my first jobs out of the college and after the military was I went to work after the 73 oil embargo for the Department of Energy. It hadn't been formed yet, but there were several agencies that evolved into what became the Department of Energy. And we looked at all forms of alternative energy to see if we could find sources that would increase production by 3 to 5%, or technologies that reduce consumption by 3 to 5%. And those technologies are the same technologies we're talking about today. In 1975, that led to a plan under the Carter administration called Project Energy Independence, and they allocated $148 billion so that we would never be dependent on foreign oil again. And out of that, some good projects came about. Geothermal, they did a lot of work in wind and solar, built the Tower of Power down at Daggett. So they generated a lot of very good information from that. But at the end of the day, almost all of the money was wasted. It didn't go for the projects that they wanted it to go for, but it's still the same thing today. Give me a few more dollars for research for solar, give me a few more dollars for research for wind, and we'll be economically competitive tomorrow. And it just hasn't happened. You have so much fossil energy and so much natural gas now, that really should be the direction that we should be going to create jobs and for energy independence.
And to make those technologies cleaner.
Technologies are basically cleaner. It's just the way you build them right now. You can take a coal-fired power plant. It's very clean if you use modern technology. A natural gas power generation unit is very clean. It's just simply a matter of the end processing units that you put on it. How much do you want to spend to make it clean? What's your standard?
Well, I think that's the interesting conundrum right now, which is that you do have such inexpensive oil being produced via fracking. Natural gas has dropped through the floor,
right,
and in huge abundance, at the same time that the federal government is trying to promote cleaner energy technologies, and yet the cost is proportionately higher in doing that.
We're talking about alternative, you know, the alternative solar, wind, being, you know, 5 to 7 times more expensive than the conventional types of technology. You could take natural gas today if you wanted to reduce the cost of gasoline or diesel fuel in the United States, you could convert the natural gas to gasoline or diesel fuel. I just saw Delta bought a refinery to help reduce the cost of jet fuel. You can use natural gas and convert it to jet fuel. It's been done since the Germans did it during the war. During World War II in the 30s and the 40s.
So it seems like the government's pretty much ignoring the market. Bottom line is the market should be supporting natural gas and other ways, and not really let's not focus on solar and wind at this point. It doesn't make market sense.
Let the market sort it out. I mean, the market is always the best provider of the most economic solution.
All right, but then let me throw it to what Derek Moore said on the program, who is the acting head of RTC in Northern Nevada for a while and worked with them for many years. He said that he looks upon this as an investment from the government, as you would like the space program, where the government invests a lot of money into something, but the payoff may be 20, 30 years down the road.
Well, that could be. I mean, they've been investing in nuclear technology since the early, I don't know, 50s, I guess, for reactor styles of technology. Many technologies the government puts a lot of money in. But I will tell you, if the economic incentive is there, private sector will develop it. During the Carter administration, one of the things that happened is they basically destroyed the R&D effort. Early on, the program was developed so that we would go out and find technologies, and then we would share that through public documents to the private sector. Private sector would then develop those technologies. When energy independence came about and the synthetic fuels program came about, now there was money for R&D facilities, and R&D facilities became profit centers. And then you didn't get pure science, and you didn't get good science. People in an R&D department would go to the president of the company and say, "Hey, boss, I know I've been trying to do this for years, and I haven't been able to get any money for it, but I can go get a government grant to do it, and we'll make money on it." And I think that destroys the R&D side, and I think it destroys the pure science.
All right, let's take a break. You know, we don't often do this, but I'd like to hold you over for another program because there's lots of things we'd like to talk to you about that we haven't even had a chance to get to, but you're a fascinating guy. So would you stick around for a little bit longer?
Oh, sure.
And we'll put you on the next program.
Oh, sure.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
So do you guys have a favorite teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. And you know what's great is that News 4 has an excellence in education program that you can nominate them for.
Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. Each month we take your nominations and find one special teacher to recognize. It's our way of highlighting all the wonderful teachers we have in our area. Each month's winner is honored at their school and featured on News 4. News 4's Excellence in Education, a proud partnership with United Federal Credit Union.
Tired of fussing with giant pasta pots, strainers, stirring, and testing just for a plate of pasta?
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with Pasta Boat, the amazing new 5-in-1 pasta cooker that serves perfect pasta without the hassle. Just put in the pasta, add water to the serving line, and pop it in the microwave. When finished, place on the strainer lid, drain out the water, and you're ready to serve. Pasta Boat uses the microwave to instantly heat and keep the water at the perfect cooking temperature. These portion handles even help you measure the spaghetti. Add this handy steam rack and enjoy the tenderest baked potatoes or healthy vegetables.
Your Pasta Boat order includes the strainer lid, measuring handles, a steamer rack, even a fast and easy recipe book for just $10. But wait, call now and we'll double your order. And that's not all. We'll send you this amazing food chopper. Just pay separate processing and handling. You get it all, a whopping $50 value for just $10. Call now.
Call 1-800-894-2721. But call now. We're giving away a bonus pasta boat and chopper with all of today's orders. So call 1-800-894-2721. Call now.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gannick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Michael Hackett is Vice President of Ulrus Consulting. And Steve Mulvenin is an associate at Patron Insight. Pleasure to have you all on the program. You know, the topic comes up. You're a former employee of the Washoe County School District, and I was kind of curious to get your thoughts on Heath Morrison leaving and, you know, how we should go about looking for a replacement.
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody ought to be particularly surprised that Heath was only here for a brief period of time. In my career, I lost track, 7 or 8 superintendents, both here and in Kansas. By far, he's the brightest guy that I had ever worked for. But he was a rising star when he arrived, and then you get named or anointed as the National Superintendent of the Year. He's off, you know, to Charlotte Mecklenburg. There's a good deal of speculation about what the board's going to do right now. In my opinion, I think they're a little bit behind the curve. You know, the prime time to do a big national superintendent search was probably several months ago at the time that Heath was going through the process in North Carolina. So my advice to him would be take your time, name an interim, do this right. Don't try to hurry up. If you try to do the big national search now, what you're ending up with are the leftovers that didn't get jobs wherever they were looking.
Do you think Heath getting that award will actually help Washoe County in its selection? Does it help the county as well, not just Heath?
Listen, you know, the halo effect is not just over Heath's head. There's has been a lot of good stuff going on here, and I think it puts this district in the national spotlight.
Your thoughts, Nick?
Well, I think Keith Morrison came in here, walked across Pyramid Lake and a few other bodies of water, did a tremendous job while he was here. I worked with Heath a lot. I really enjoyed working with him. One day I said, how do you get all this done? He said, I only sleep 3 hours a night.
Yeah.
No wonder.
And that's true.
And when he announced that he was really seriously looking at it, I didn't know. I sent him an email saying, you'll do the right thing for you and your family. You've done a lot for Washoe County. You've put us down a good track. Thank you for everything you've done, and good luck to you in the future, because I think he's got a bright future. I agree totally with Steve, and he's going to do what he needs to do, and his interest is definitely in the kids, and he's done a lot of good stuff here.
I agree with both of these gentlemen in terms of their thoughts. And actually, Steve and I were kind of talking about this a little earlier today, and I agree with his recommendation. I think the school district would probably be wise to look at somebody on an interim basis, because the budget that's going to go forward to the next legislative session in 2013 is going to be Dr. Morrison's budget. So this person coming in is not really going to have any say-so at all in terms of what those components are. And I think in regard to that and the fact that the window is really kind of closed and conducting a full search, you're not kind of getting the bottom of the barrel. I really think that really is the best approach.
Makes sense. So there's a big full-page ad in the Reno Gazette this weekend attacking Kitty Jung based on what she
who's
said.
Who's a county commissioner.
Running for city council. Put out by, surprisingly enough, the Republican Party. This is a nonpartisan race. So, of course, I'm going to start with Mr. Gammack, who is a Washoe County appointee, or Washoe County
elected
official as well. What do you think about that ad?
I have a tough time accepting that ad. The various media are calling her to task for the conduct that she did. It's out in the public. It's being beat up pretty bad. She's a Democrat, I'm a Republican, and in spite of that, we still work very well together. I just thought that was a little bit heavy. I've never seen that before. When I opened it up, I just went, wow, and told my wife, my goodness, look at this. I can't really go along with that one, and I'm sure I'll be rhino, is that the term?
It's definitely strategic, definitely letting her know that these people plan on spending some money against her.
Oh, I agree, exactly. And, kind of what you had mentioned earlier, there is no such thing as a nonpartisan race anymore. I mean, everything becomes partisan, whether it's somebody running for a judicial position, a Supreme Court justice seat, or whatever. And I think that's really unfortunate, because I think there's a reason that these are supposed to be nonpartisan races. But I agree with Dick, too. I do think it is a little over the top, and I think it's just kind of a further redefining of what is allowable in political campaigns and under political speech.
Mm-hmm. Steve?
I think it's going to be tough for Kitty now. I mean, you know, unfortunately, the damage is done. And I think in terms of public perception, most people think, maybe like Dick does, hey, it might have been a little over the top, but, you know, there must be something to this, or they wouldn't have spent the money to do that. So she's in a really tough spot now, I think. Does she respond? Does she not respond? Glad I'm not her political advisor.
Well, you know, and, you know, our home base here is at News 4. News 4, you know, ran a story on this. The Republican ad was based in part on that reporting and public records. Mm-hmm. I guess the bottom line is, was there anything in the ad or in that news story that was not true?
Not to my knowledge, but my concern is, I'm looking at a bigger picture here. We have enough trouble in this country today with this bipartisanship being taken to the extremes. Mm-hmm. And we need to start, you know, when Senator Bryan was on, when he was talking about compromise in this country and political compromise and getting things done, I thought he made a phenomenal point on that, that this whole country started because of political compromise, and we've kept that out until the last few years. And now we're splitting so far apart. Congress is ineffective. The legislature doesn't get much done. We've got all these issues going, and these kinds of things just fuel more fire to that. Let the candidates take care of that stuff. The media, like I said, is called her to task. And as far as I know, everything they've said has been true, but she's being called to task for it.
Well, it's, unfortunately, it's also adding to this bitterness between the city and the county. If Kitty Jung loses this election as a city council person, she'll still be on the county commission.
Yeah,
so
correct.
You've got, yeah. It's, again, building up more animosity between the city and county, and they're not working well together now as it is. So it really doesn't help in the long run to have these kind of ads.
But the bottom line is the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? Some children simply thrive in a different kind of classroom. That's why you have another public school choice. Online learning from K-12. A full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. K-12 powers accredited public schools that bring learning to life for students grades K through 12. Call now for your free information kit to learn how K-12 could be the best option for your child. Parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse it.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw results. I just saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans, organize field trips, and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. With K-12, you get teacher support, books, school supplies, and materials for experiments, all included. And in most cases, the program is tuition-free.
You'll hear from every person that ever works with K-12 curriculum that it is top-notch.
In fact, 92% of K-12 parents are satisfied their student benefits academically. As a full-time public school option or to purchase supplemental courses, think K-12.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Call now or go online for your free information kit. See how K-12 can be the right choice for your child.
Now accepting enrollments for Reno area students in grades K through 12. Call K-12 today for your free information kit or go online to learn more.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up tomorrow, part 2 of the interview with Gene Humphrey.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.